you're on Daf, Mem Hey Amud Beis, around 15 lines from the bottom. Niskacho Ladas, she got married Ladas Avia, Vinises Shaloy Ladas, and the Nisuin was Shaloy Ladas. She didn't inform a father about it. Meir de Kerashi, Venise Shalei Ledas, Loi Eidi Osoi, Vo'avio Kan, and her father is here, and she made a Nisuin, and she didn't inform her father. It's very interesting. The next the neighbor called them up and told them, Mazel Tov, you're making Nisuin? Yeah? Yeah, I got invitation only last week. He doesn't know anything about it. He didn't get an invitation. And his daughter is making the suin, the ketan is making the suin. The father made the erusin, the nisuin, she's making herself without informing the father. Yeah. So, avuna omar eina echeles. Savuna says she's not allowed, and the father knows about it. The father's quiet. He's not talking about it. He can talk about anything under the sun. The night of the Chasta, Baruch Hashem, he goes to Beis Medrash, he can hold the Seder, he is a problem. We'll see in a minute. So Ravuna Oma Einei Achelos. She's not allowed to eat Tumah. That means only a Nesua, the husband was Koyim. So by Erisin she wasn't allowed to eat Tumah. By Nesuin she'd be allowed to eat Tumah if the father is maskim. The father didn't say a word. It's Einei Echeles. She doesn't eat Tumah. Rabbi Yirbi Ba'aba Omar Echeles. Rabbi Yirbi says she eats Tumah. Now the Gemara explains. Rav Huna Omar Einei Echeles. Ra'filu L'Rav the Omar Echeles. Before we had mamish this case, that is Kacha Ladas, Venise Shalay Ladas, but there, Pshad is the father was away in Medina Sayom, and we don't know if the father is maskim, if the father is not maskim, and we have no communication in Medina Sayom. So there, Rav said, with the Kacha Ladas, and now he went away to Medina Sayom, he understands that she wants after Eris and comes in the Suin, Bestom Izicha Maskim. That's when he's in Medina Sayom. He didn't know about Pishas Nisun. He finds out 10 days later. He's quiet about it. That's then he's Zicha Maskim. I assume he's Maskim. But over here, he's in town, and she didn't tell him about the Nisun. So Rav Huna says, Avol ha, the Hosam Udle Yisela of. So he wasn't in town. He didn't know about it Pishas Maiser. Later we'll see he's informed. He kept quiet. So then I assume he's Taki Maskim. The father was here, and she did not have the seichel to invite the father to the nisuin. He's fuming. He has nothing but to say. But that when he's quiet, he's just holding his anger in, but the quietness does not mean at all that he's masking to this. So Mamela, she can't eat Tumah. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Oma Echeles. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba says, no, she's allowed to eat Tumah. V'afilu l'Ravasi doma einei Echeles. Afilu according to Ravasi that says, einei Echeles, osmu d'shema yavivivivimche. Ravasi said, if the father was a Medina Siyam, so he doesn't know about it, so I can't be assured that when they'll find out about it, he'll be maskim to the Nisui. So Memela, so there Ravasi says, even though the father made Kedushin, he can't be 100% sure he's maskim with the Nisui, so therefore she's not allowed to eat Tum. The Shema Yavi 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 Yimche. Avul Hoche. Here, the father's here, he knows about it, and he doesn't say one word, is nuchi, is nachilei. So if it would bother him, he would open up his mouth, say, achups b'neiro, I wasn't invited. Like this, he's happy, he can go to the shir, and he doesn't have to be by the chasen, and then
So Bekitzel, so he, if he doesn't say anything, so Shtiki Kaido, that means he's masking, and therefore she can eat Tuma.
Look the Gemara weiter. Now we're going to have Mordechai Chedusha. Niskatsha Shaloyla Dasa Diyo. A Mordechai Maisa. If the father didn't marry her off, the father's here, she goes, she doesn't talk to her father anything, she goes and got married, Aktana Shaloyla Dasa Diyo. Her father wasn't informed about the Kedushin. V'nisei Shaloyla Dasa Diyo. A few months later, they make Nisun. Again, he wasn't informed. Vavia Khan, and the father's here. Rav Huna Omar Echelos. Here, the Rav Huna that before said, Eina Echelos, he knows Niskatsha Ledas. Here, Rav Huna Omar Echelos. She can eat Tume. No Shaila, she can eat Tume. Rav Yirmiya Baraba Omar Eina Echelos. Rav Yirmiya Baraba says she's not allowed to. Omar Ules, Ules said, Hoda Rabune, this memra of Rabune is a very painful memra. She can eat trume, kechoymetz leshinayim, b'cha'oshan leinayim. That means it hurts, it burns. It made such a psak of Rabune that there was hashte, umahosam. How does Rabune, he's not consistent, Rabune. In the previous case, we just learned the father had married her off. She's married to a kohen. This eres min ha'teira, she's allowed to eat truma. Mida rabono, you need kupe. And the father heard about it and he kept quiet. So Rav Huna said he kept quiet. That doesn't mean askome. That means he's burning, but she can't build anything from his quietness. So the whole shaila is about the rabbana. And I tell you, she's allowed to eat tumen. Amrit layochlo, so there Rav Huna said, no, that when he's quiet, he can't build from his quietness and he's masking. It could mean he's very angry and he's not talking. Amrit layochlo, hocha. Here, she's a bigimah chatzefes. She made kedushin also, shaloyla das. Everything was done Shalala Dash. Made Kedushin, Nisuin. She didn't tell her father anything about it. And here, oh, he's masking. And with this, here's a Shalna Daraisa. Ochele Koshki. Ule could not in any way understand Rav Huna's Shita. Nirin Divrei Talmud. So Rabbi Yomi, here Rabbi Yomi is no Shaila about it. Rabbi Yomi is right. Rabbi Yomi says she's not allowed to eat Tumen. I wish to agree 100% with Rabbi Yirmiya. Zogt Rashi, Yuma hosam de kidusheo de raisos and iskatsho le das. Afal pikein, Rav Huna said that she's not allowed to eat trume. Is over here, if the kidushin was also shaloi le das and he kept quiet, zicha, she's not allowed to eat trume. Yiren de ve'e Talmud, ule komesayim le milse ba'ozul. Bekama nirin de Rabbi Yirmiya shu talmidoi shel Rav Huna. Omar Rove. So Rove said, my time de Rav Huna. What is pshat in Rav Huna? Hoyo v'nase bo maise yisoyimo b'chayei ho'ov. Because it was nase bo maise yisoyimo b'chayei ho'ov. So let us see what Rashi said. Hoyo v'nasa bo maise yisoyme b'chayayov. B'chayov, the father is alive. Kitcho v'isiya atzmo shaloi ledaite. She married herself off. She made nesuin. Ki'ilu hi yisoyme. That means she was acting like there's no father around. She's a yisoyme. She's taking care of herself. That's a dimmi. Okay, she's like a yisoyme. Vuhu ro vishosak. Now let's skip a few words, we'll come back to them. And he was quiet. Well, let's go to the next line. The bishloimen is kacha ledatoi, venise shaloi ledatoi.
if there was kedushin ledas, v'nisa shalei ledat, ikala meima b'chodesh tike miltach osach. That means, no, she did an avle, so he's angry at her. He's not talking. Avokula hay leishosik. That means she's doing everything. Everything she took under her, she's taking care of her marriage. The father is out of the picture. She's made the Avis and she made the Nisuin. It's like she's acting like she's a Yisayman. She's taking care of, this is a Ketanet. Kuli hai leishosik. If he'd be angry, she's doing, does it bother him or doesn't it bother him? So Rav Huna held such a thing. If it bothers him, he won't keep quiet. This is Chmein Yisayim B'chaya B'ya. If he kept quiet, is a raya, he's nicher. Because you want him, he took a headache off my head. You want to take care of yourself? I have to find that information about the chosin. You found someone, you're happy with him, you're taking care. And if he doesn't say whatever he says, Chmein, if he doesn't want, he can talk. To hold himself in after such, if he's against it, he's zichur would say something. So, from not saying, he's sefrim, he's happy with it. So she's taking care of herself, that's who she wanted, she knows who she wants. She's a smart daughter, she's a ktan. Anyway, he's happy with it. So memele, so therefore, she can eat trume. Now Rashi said, now let's go back to Rashi, to the line we skipped. They said, Rashi said before, the Chayov, when he was alive, let's go to the beginning of Rashi, Kitcho, Beisiya Atzma, Shalele Daita. She did everything without his knowledge, without his consent. Ki'ilu hi Yisayma, Ki'ilu she's a Yisayma, Vuhu Ro Vishosak. So Rashi says, so one of the two, oy hivke schus sheyesh leibo, oy shtikosoy heido. So Rashi says, he's masking with what she's doing. That's for sure. It's not rosach. He's a masking. Now pshat in the haskame, Rashi says we can learn one of two ways. The second way is, he's masking. I mean, the whole sugya we had, he's here and he knows about it and he didn't say a word, so that means that he's not angry. So it's like we had before. That's the whole sugya. There we don't know. Chashinan Sheman Nishatso. But here he's here and he sees it and he's quiet, and quiet means he agrees with what she had done. So she's married Minatoire. Shtiko say hey do, she's masking, finished, she didn't ask me. Fine, Shkayat, you took a load off my shoulders. You took care of it yourself, finished. What's the first mahalach in Rashi? Said of Neyeshu says I'm really can be on the first. Oi hifkir schus. What does that mean? Sheyesh leibo. So the Neyeshu says I'm really kazach. He says, according to this Rashi, we have a raya to the Shiltas. We learned yesterday, last week. The Shiltas said, Amurah de Kechidish. Like this, we know that Chazal were misakin a Yisayma that doesn't have a father to marry her off. So Chazal were misakin Kedushin de Rabbonon, that she can marry herself off. Shloyina Gabomin Nikefke, she can marry, her mother can marry. That's Kedushin de Rabbonon. If she doesn't want, you make me, but it's a Kedushin de Rabbonon. But the Kedushin de Rabbonon that we know of is a Yisayma. Or if the father had made Nisuin already, so she's out of his Rishus, so that's a Yisayma Bechayvi. The father is out of the picture. When the father is out of the picture, Chazal said, so let's face reality, we have a girl here that the father can't marry her off, and it's not a healthy situation, so Paket Shalina go Mina Kefka. So she can marry herself off, her mother can marry off. This is Kedushin de Rabbon. The Shilta said, Amoyre de Kechidish. The Shilta said, what if her father went to Australia? He's a Medina Sayon. He's not around. He's on a business trip for 3 years. So the Shilta said, so she can marry herself off. You don't have a father here that can be metapul with her. He's not around. So memela, so the takone that Chazal said, a yisayme is can marry herself off. Shaliyina gobina kafka. So I feel the father's alive, but if the father is not capable of marrying her off because of a richuk mokin, so it also falls into the takon. That was the chiddush of the shultas. Zokt Rashi, that's how the Yeshua says Pshan Rashi, Zokt Rashi, he's here, and she's getting married by herself. So he gets the message. He doesn't get hurt, he gets the message. She wants to take care of herself. She wants to take care of herself. So good. So you want to be that. So he's hivkis chusay. So you can take care of yourself. So it's a kedushin darabonan. Shuli truma darabonan. That means, but the lashon of the gemara is mashma like that. She, for her action, she's speaking. She wants to take care of herself. So you want to take care of yourself. Like this, I could zicha put my foot down. I got this for you. But if I don't put my foot down, I'm asking, take care of yourself, gesundheit. So memela, so she can take care of himself. So herself. So Ravuna said, two yesoides. Yesoide number one, if he is against it, we hear this from him. He's not a hillel that will keep quiet. If it bothers him, he'll tell. He can say quiet. He can say, I'm not masking. Finish. If he doesn't say anything, that's the biggest raya is masking. Now, if the lomdus says he's masking, it's kedushin deraisa, kedushin derabbanan, that's too much shaynus in Rashi. Zogt Tosfos, nirin divrei Talmud, and that mevova medalla. Mashma ochet, Rav Yirmiyah, Talmidei, the Rav Huna, Ave. Ula said, I agree with the Talmud. Vikoshe, the Beperek, Tvilas HaShacha, Mashma, the Talmud, Chover, the Rav of, the Rav Yirmiyah was a Talmud, Chover of Rav. The Kama Osam, Rav Tzoli, Shel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Rav Davin Meirev, a Shabbos Tike Meirev, who was Tumi Bo Idioi. Omalei Rav Yirmiyah Barabbas, Rav Yirmiyah Barabbas asked him, Mi Bodalta, were you Boidol Mi Melochev? That means you were Makabu Shabbos ready. It's not the Plaga Minchach, right? Were you Boidol Mi Melochev? Omalei in Bedilna, yeah, it was Boidol Mi Melochev. Omedilei Komalei Rav Yirmiyah Mi Bodol Mar. He was very palsy-rousy with him. Mi bodalte, were you boidol mi malach? It doesn't say mi bodol ma. Shema mino, sheilei talmud chover. So memele, he spoke such a loshen. So by says he was a talmud chover of Rav. Now, Rav Hune was a talmud of Rav. Was a talmud, not a talmud chover. Rav Hune was a talmud, amar Rav Hune, amar Rav. Rav Hune was a talmud of Rav. And here, The Ula says, Rabbi Yirmi is a Talmud of Rav Huna. Now, something's wrong over here. There the Gemara Brachis, Meister Reis, Rabbi Yirmi was a Talmud chover of Rav Huna's Rebbe, and he should be now a Talmud of Rav Huna. The Nire, the Trei Rabbi Yirmi. So Taisha says the word, it's not the same person, they're two different people. Fine. Itma. Now, perhaps we're going to get a little clearer in the whole sugya. Ktano sheniskacho sheloi lodas aviyah. Ktano sheniskacho sheloi lodas aviyah. Omarav, bein hi u bein aviyah yecholin la'akev. Now, we had mentioned already, I'll mention it one more time, that the Emerson, this I saw in Chazaynish, and others say this, that the sugya, which we heard before that Niskacho Shalayla Das Aviyo, and the father heard about it, So we had a machlikis, and it was shadich, the Gemara says, he made shiduchim before, and now it was niskadosh el dasabiyas. We had a machlikis, Rav Shmu holds chayshin and shema nischatza of, so you need a get, you need me, and again some ice, Ula says, you don't need a get. So the Chazanish says, we'll see perhaps clearer in this sugya, that the sugya is speaking about either the father was here, he was informed about the Kedushin, and he kept quiet, or the father was a Medina Sayyam, and he was informed about it, and he kept quiet. He did not say anything. So now, the shaila is, what is pshat in the quietness of the father? So Rab says, Chashino, Shemen Yisratzebo, could be, I don't, could very well be that he was Merutzen. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, that Rab says, Chashino, Shemen Yisratzebo, here we hear that Rab said, Rav Huna said, that if he was here, v'niseis shaloi l'das aviyo, was niskat shem idas aviyo, v'niseis shaloi l'das aviyo, Rav Huna said, it's zicha rosach. Here it's zicha rosach. So they explain that there's a difference between Nisuin and Erisin. Erisin wasn't a big affair. Erisin was, that they bring that from a Rashba in our sugya. Erisin, I mean, they gave a ring, but we make everything together. But the affair is the Nisuin. The big, the Trask, and the Simcha, and the Suda, that's the Nisuin. So, by the Erisin, could very well be, there's nothing what to worry about. I mean, it's sicher something to think about. Shemen Nischatzot, maybe it was Nischatzot. Kept quiet, he's not saying anything. That doesn't mean anything. So, Shema Yechai Shemen Nischatzot. By Nisuin, it's already a slap in the face to the father. I mean, there's a caterer in the hall, and everyone's coming, everyone got invitations, and it seems he never got an invitation. They're already. There, Rav Huna said, Rosachov. There could be, it hurt him very much. There's the Indian, the father is Machni Soisa Lechupe. This was a Pachin Ponimari. That's what Rav Huna said by Nisuin. But Erisin, we have that's the Sugya before, that Chashin and Shemen Nisratzov is speaking about Shosak, and could very well be was Nisratzov. He kept quiet. Doesn't mean that he's angry. And could very well be he's masking. If he said he's masking, Chloe said he's masking. If he said he's not masking, he said Chloe's not masking. But the whole sugya is speaking about he kept quiet. So I don't know if he's masking or not. And now we have the machlokes Ulin, Rabbi Shmuel, and then Ravine is if you say Chashin Hashem and Nisratzov. Now, now we're going back to the shaila. Ktano sheniskatcho sheloi ledas avio. Omara bein hi bein avio yechilin laakev. Yeah, both can be ma'akev. So what happened? So let's understand the story. Let's see what Rashi says. Yechilin laakev. Hoyil. B'shas Kabbalah loy nisratzov. The father wasn't merutza b'shas Kabbalah. That means b'shas Kabbalah was niskatcho shelo ledas aviyo. He didn't know about. There was no rotzen of about this. Im bosa lavza koydem she yisratzov chayzeres lemahani su ritzoy hov. So Mamela, Rav is speaking about such a case. That they made Kedushin, the daughter made Kedushin, Shaloi Ledas Aviyah. This was Sunday. Shaloi Ledas Aviyah, she made Kedushin. Tuesday, the father was informed about it, found out about Baruch Hashem. Ah! Very happy Tuesday. Monday, she got cold feet, and she said she changed her mind. She's chayzer. This is the sugya over here. So,
Bain he, bain, so Rav said, bain he, bain avia, yechaylin la'akim. That means if the father said Tuesday, I'm not masking to this at all,
so it's garnished. It's nothing.
In if she, so Rashi makes a whole akimte, in boso lachze koidim she yisratzo, she, before the father found out about it and he gave a breite yes, she got cold feet and she said she changed her mind. Chayzeres, v'su, v'loy man yisu ritziyo. That the father found out about it, he's very happy. It doesn't help because she was ma'akev. She changed her mind. So now we have to realize this is a shveri gemara. We had learned, according to Rashi, after the Ritzui Ha'ov, it's Chalam Afreya. That's what I mean. That Rashi had said before, for Shit, you need Shitcho also. Shema Nisratzik Sheshoma, Vahavulu Kedushin L'mafreya. That means, if it was Nisratzik, so I say, that means, the Shaila is, it is it a S'chus that his daughter should get married? And then we'll say, if it is a schus, is it in zochen l'adam shaloi b'fono? We said that the koyach ha'ov lies in her hands, and she, and if it's a schus for the father, she should get married. So zochen l'adam shaloi b'fono. So with her hands, she can be mekabel kedushin al yedei koyach avia. It's not a vaday schus. He has to be megaladas. But later he's quiet, which could very well mean that he agrees. Or if he says, Claude, that he agrees, I see he's very happy with it. So the Kedushin is Chala Mafreya. So Kan, Shayla Ben, so if the Kedushin is Chala Mafreya, so what does it help that Monday she changed her mind? I got news for you, you're married from Sunday. Kozman, the father didn't hear about it. Kozman didn't hear a Ritzui, you're right. So we don't know what little of thought, but after the father is very happy with Nisratza, how could you be ma'akib? So I saw now Teresh Shmuel, he brings down from the Ra'ah a Meir B'Kipshat. The Gemara says, let's give a shtikal akdomen. The Gemara says later, the Machlekes HaShlokish Rabbi Yochanan, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, what is the din if a person gives an isha Mois Kedushin, the Kedushin should be Chal La'achel Amidyayim. So the Mois Kedushin is done, finished, Eidim Sod. It should be Chal La'achel Amidyayim. Kaidim Lamidyayim, she changes her mind. She is Charote. Says the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, the Mois Kedushin is over and done with already. So you can't have Charote, Le'yose Dibur Mevatel Mois. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not called a Maisa, even though a Maisa was done. But since it wasn't Nigma, the issues, so whatever was done has a halacha of a dibur. That means it wasn't Nigma, the issues. So it has a halacha of a dibur. For osi dibur mevatel dibur. That means, which is a Maritik Yechidish, it means what was done till now is only a koyach of a dibur. Like we hear the Gemara says later, by shlichus is such a concept. I made you a shliach. You're my shliach? Fine. Now I'm a vatel the shlichus. You made me already. You're right. Osi dibu, a vatel dibu. I mean, you were made through a dibu, so now my saying, I'm choyze for what I had done with the dibu, keep him a vatel that. So Rabbi Yochanan holds a maise kedushin, which was not nigmar as yet, has a loch of a dibu, so he explains b'shem ro'ah that here b'emison is also the same thing. Why is here the same thing? She's a ketana. She made a kedushin on Sunday. This kedushin, is this a ma'isa kedushin? Is it not a ma'isa kedushin? This will be nisbarer on Tuesday. If the father wants it, so it's a schus, so his gilui das, that he's happy with the Kedushin, tells us that we should say Zochem Lodom Shloy Befon. We need a Gilidas. It's not a Schus. It's not a normal Schus. It's a Schus that becomes nisbara ayidei gilui das. So if he said the feirish he wants, so it's a feirish gilui das. If it's shosak, so it's chashin Hashem and ischas. But al kaponim, we have to hear from the father that it's a schus. This ma'isa kedushin is a schus, and then it works al sochem la'otam. Kol zman, we didn't hear this from the father, so Rav held it has a din of a dibur. The kedushin wasn't chal yet, even though later when the father will be megala das, will be chala mafrei. That's after the gili das of the father. But kol zman, there's no gili das. This ma'isa kedushin only has a locha b'dibur. There's no gmar kedushin. Nothing happened yet. So Rav held, so she can be chayza. It's also dibur mevatel dibur. She can be chayza if she wants. That's what Rav held. Bein he bein bi echelum lak. If the father says Tuesday doesn't want it, so finish. Some is not what to talk about. If she said Monday, that's her Rashila, and said, if she said Monday, I don't want it. So since Lamaisa, the Kedushin wasn't Chal, even though when the father's Merutzatuz, it's retroactively Chal from Sunday, but since this was said before the Tuesday, so she is Saisa, the Maisa Kedushin that she made Sunday. She made a Maisa Kedushin Sunday, and since it wasn't Chal yet, so her Dibur on Monday is Mevato, the dibur that she said on Sunday, so Tuesday can't work retroactively anymore because she already was mekalkel the ma'aseh kedushin she made on Sunday. So that's what Rav says. Bein hi bein aviyah yechelum la'akiv. V'Rav Asi omar aviyah v'loihi. Rav Asi says no. Only if the father says he doesn't want, so he doesn't want. Not a ma'aseh kedushin. She. It's out of her koyach. Although she says she doesn't want the kedushin, if the father is maskim to the kedushin, she's married from Sunday. So the Teres Shmuel brings from Rab Aaron two mahalchim to understand Rab Asi. And lechayre the svara of Rav is a good svara. It's osi dibur mevatel dibur. So Rav Aaron says Rav Asi held one of the two. Either Rav Asi held that the whole din of Osi Dibur Umevato Dibur can only be accomplished by the one who's making the Maisa Kedushin, the Bala Kedushin. That means I made it, I can be Mevato it. The Gemara that we mentioned, the person made a Kedushin L'Acha Lamed. So she made the Kedushin. I was the one that made the Kedushin. So before Lamed, I can be Mevatel what I made. Over here in reality, she's a Ketana. She can't make anything. She's not the maker. The maker is the father. With her yad, she is the Koyach Aviyah. And if the father wants it, it's a din of Zochin La'odom Shalei Befonov. So it comes out through her Kabbalah's Kedushin. It's a schutz for the father, oh, but the oise maise kedushin is the father, not her. I mean, the das and kedushin, the rotzen and kedushin is her father. After he'll be megala to us that it's a schutz for him. So memele, she's not a balabos. What she did, she's not the bailam on the kedushin. So therefore, even though she was the one that started the whole ball rolling, but it's otach nishtaher. She is not the Oisa HaKedushin. She just did the preparation. I mean, she was Mekabel the Mois Kedushin. And now if the father will be happy with this, so it will work. So the Koyach Ha'av will function because it's a schus. But it's not her that's making the Kedushin, it's the father. So she can't be Mevatel. That's one svar in Rav Asi. Another svar Rav Asi, he wants to say a punfakert svar. He said that means the das and kedushin, the rotzen and kedushin. That's the father's department. Whatever she did, she also did something. She was mekabel the kedushin. What she did is done and over with. That means, so she's finished.
So you can't say by her, osi dibur mevatul dibur. The case of the Gemara further, you make Kedushin lach alamed, so pshad is, whatever I did, I was mekabel Kedushin. So what happened from what I did, nothing happened yet. You have to wait 30 days. So this maisa Kedushin, the maisa and the rotsen, whatever is, was a chelik of the maisa Kedushin, is a din of a dibur. It didn't accomplish anything yet. So it's din osi dibur mevatul dibur. By here, this ishus was made b'shutvis the ktano and the of. The das and the rotzen of the kedushin, that's the father's department, that'll work out zochen lo the mishalei mifono. All she did the truk in the maise kedushin, and the father's tefrid with this, it works. But what she did, Rabban says, that's not kosher, by her, it's nigmar. Whatever she did is done and over with already. So Mamela Zikha the Kedushin wasn't Khali. We need yet the rotten of the father. But Lagabi, her asiya is called a maise, Vilayose Dibur Mabatul Maise. Al Koponim, this is the machloikis Rav and Ravasi. If Rashi explains it that we're speaking about, that the father was Merutze, and before the father was Merutze, she was choizer on the Kedushin, so her chazore helps that it won't be chalom afreya. That means that's what Rav holds. Ravasi holds she's not a bailim to be choizer. So memela, when the father is merutze, so it helps. Eisvei Rav Huna le Ravasi. So Rav Huna est akashe to Ravasi. Va'omri lo chie barav le Ravasi. Others have chibarav es the kasha travasi. So they're asking a kasha as follows. They have a moiridike understanding in the posuk, which we zicha don't learn like that. The posuk in Mishpatim, chavbeis posuk tezvov tezayin. The posuk says as follows: v'chiyefate ish besulo. A person was mefate a b'sula to be boil her. Ashaloye rosa, she wasn't married. B'shochav imo, he was boil her. Moir yimarenu loy leisha. So the din is that he should take her for a wife. Imoin yimoin avio lesita loy. But if the father does not agree that she should be married to him, so then there's a knasa he has to pay, kesef yishkel kamayir apsulas, he pays chamishim shekel kesef. That's the posik. So the posik is telling us two halachas. For being mefate, there's a mitzvah on him to take her for a wife. But if the father doesn't want, it's finished. So he doesn't marry her shalik neged rotzin ha'ov. But he has to pay a knas. Like this, if he would marry her, there wouldn't be a knas. But if the father doesn't want, so there's no marriage, he has to pay a knas for his actions. That's the posik. Now, so now they learn pshat the posik as follows. First of all, it says, imoin yemoin avio. A father doesn't want, ainli el avio. A father doesn't want, he atzma minayin. What if she doesn't want? Tamaloyma imoin yimoin mikol mokim. So when they asked the kasha, they understood pshatas like this. He was mafataha l'shem issues. And she was maskim. She was maskim. This was aktano sheniskacha sheloy ledasavir. She was masculine. Later it says, now is she married, is she not married? So it says like this. Imoin yemoin avio, if the father is not masculine with his issues, so she's not married. Fine. That's what the kefalosh in yemoin. Yemoin means that the father heard about it. Oh Hashem. Good. A good idea. But let's say the way we're learning according to Rashi, she changed her mind before the father was masking. And she doesn't want it. she changed her mind. So the din is that she's not married. So enough in the pasuk that she can be married. Enough in the pasuk before there's the ritz, that means everything is dependent on what the father's going to say. So if she chapt the rein, says, Ein li alaviya hi minayim, if she chapt the rein before we have the scum of the father, and she said, I don't want to be married to him, it helps. And often the raya to Rav and the kasha and Rabasi. That was their kasha. Ein li alaviya hi atzma minayim, tamaloyma imoyin yimoyin mikol moke. That she could also be mamay. Now they asked this kasha on Ravasi. Omer luhu Rav. So Rav told them, Rav was the baplukta of Ravasi. Laisizlu bosa ipchat. Don't ask a kasha, that's no kasha. Ask from a posik. Yochel lishnuyi luhu kigain shepito shaloy lishum ishus. You're asking a kasha? He didn't learn like this chat in the posik. He learned him pshat the pasuk. He learned pshat the pasuk that he was mefata anisha to be mizana with him, and she was mizana. Now there's a din moyimarenu, and if the father doesn't want, or if she doesn't want, so finish. You give a knas. But what shaykhus does this have? Kain shepita shaloy l'shomishus. Frak the gemore. That's the case. Peter shalai l'shem ishus kraboy. So if they don't want to marry us, what is the pasuk telling me? He was mizana with her, and now the father doesn't want to marry her. So what's the chiddush? If I state that she's not a nation's ish. So the Gemara says, we'll see. There's a big tumul Rashi in Taisus. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok loymar shemishalim knas kemefuter. The pasuk is coming to tell us that she pays knas like a mefuter. That he pays knas like a mefuter. That means not the pasuk is telling us that she's not a nashis ish. V'shechav she's not a nashis ish. Under me and she's not a nashis ish. The chiddush is she pays knas. Okay, we'll see exactly what this means. Rashi and Taisus. Omalei Rav Yosef, but let's just go a little further. So, Bekitzer, we have over here that the Makshin had understood Pshat the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is speaking about that he was Boyil Ha L'Shem Kedushin. And the Moin Yemoin is that he can be Oike the Kedushin with the father's Mian or with her Mian. And Rav told them that's not the story. The pasuk is speaking about he was Boyil Ha Shaloy L'Shem Kedushin. And what's the chiddush of the pasuk that you pay knas? Omalei Rav Yosef Ihochi. Oh, the way you said that it is speaking about that he was Boyil Shaloy L'Shem Ishus. So Haine De Tanina. I learned Moyim De Zabaraisim Mistomer Moyim Reno Loy L'Isho. It says in the Baraisa that you have to make new Kedushin. So, that's very good. The way you said Pshat, that the Pasuk is speaking about, that he was Boyil Ha L'Shem Znus, so that's from the Baraisa. So, the first Pasuk that's speaking about that he marries her, stated in Baraisa, Shetzricha Heimenu Kedushin. You have to make a new Maisa Kedushin. So that's very good, because the first bia was L'Shem Znus, not L'Shem Kedushin. Omar Lei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rav Yosef, no, from this Baraisa is not a raya that it's speaking about that he was Boyil L'Shem Znus. Tzrichin Kedushin L'Das Aviyo. Now what the Baraisa says, Shetzricha Imenu Kedushin, Tzricha Kedushin L'Das Aviyo, which is a very shvere gemore. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Ein Lidiyoch L'Mayin El Aviyo, He Okasalka Daitoch Bepita L'Shem Kedushin, Hashmin Inkra. The Pasuk is speaking about that he was Mefata L'Shem Kedushin.
Ulemeimer, the pasuk is coming to tell me the motzi hod rabo, that she could have charote. So memelus he seek law that she could have charote even though the father was later masking, she's my mind. So Rav told them leitezelu basa ipcha dovashena. Don't learn pshat and pasuk, which is a not true pshat. Yochel shni yilchu. He'll tell you kra bepitu shalei l'shem kedushin mishtoi. The pasuk is telling us that there is mafata shalei l'shem kedushin. Vechti gemara kra boi. So if he wasn't boi l'shem kedushin, I need a pasuk lemeimah devi yochel la'akev v'chein hi. So then she's not, then it seems she's not married. She's not married. Omar Rav Nachman, loimer shemishalim knas kemefuta. The pasuk is not telling us that she's not married. She's not married. So alav lashminin etere itzterich, that she's not married if they don't want. Alashminin dechima akve ihi, if she does not want, nami mishalem knas kedin mefute shetola hakosu knosu b'miyun ha'ov ochinami toli b'miyun dido. Now exactly what Rashi means we'll have to see Tosfos, but the chiddush of the pasuk is a chiddush in hilchus knas that if she doesn't want, there's a knas. Okay, yochi siyati. So Rabbi Yosef said, oh, why you said it, speaking about that there was a pito shleil shem ishus haynu vadi tetaninu moir yimarenu loy. So mamela, so that's pshat that you have to make new kedushin. That's what it says. Shetzricha imenu kedushin. Omalei, so Abaye told Rabbi Yosef mehol loy tesayon. There's no raya from this beraisa. The ika. So now you have to understand what Abaye is saying. So I'd like to say over three pshatim with Divrei Abaye. One pshat is, which would be the perhaps the most easiest pshat, there's a big problem over here. Rav Yosef brought a raya that there wasn't a pitui l'shem kedushin. Because if there was a pitui l'shem kedushin, and the father is maskim, so why does he end up a raya moir yimorenu loy shetzrich haimenu kedushin, which means that you have to make a new kedushin? Why does he have to make a new kedushin? It's ois kishpart that the whole bia was. We have to understand what Abaye said. Rabbi Yosef brought a raya from the Baraisa, that the Baraisa said you have to make new kedushin. So if the first beer was l'shem kedushin, and the father's maskim, she don't have to make a new kedushin. She's mekadesh, she's l'mafreya. So what pshat nabaya? So the Rashba brings down a raivit, the raivit says, that what it says, tzricha imenu kedushin, means we need the haskam of the father. That doesn't mean you can make a new moi merenu leilisha tzricha. We need that. We have to hear that the father was masking, but not need a new maisa kedushin. That's how the Raivit says pshat. So I mean, he's just telling that the words do not necessarily mean you make a new maisa kedushin. You need haskam, and that'll make it for maisa kedushin lemafrei. Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi says, "Amalei maholei tesayin diklamei me demasich lo bikdushi achine ledasmi." You have to make a new ma'aseh kedushin. See, you should do have a raya. If you have to make a new ma'aseh kedushin, it's a raya that the first beer was shalei l'shem kedushin. Was l'shem kedushin, and make a new ma'aseh kedushin. So the Rashi says that Abaye is saying as follows. This is how the Megiyah says pshat in the. The Rashba, Liba de Rashi. The Rashba says that Abaye Tainet, we are learning all along. I mean, we learned Amirdik along this. Aktane was Niskadish, Leila Dasadiyah, and we say if later the father is maskim,
So it's a schus, and Zachalot Mishleva Fondov, and she's an Eishes Islam Afreya. That's ruling. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. If he's masking after every Moshe. Maybe this Paraisa doesn't hold this. This Paraisa holds that he don't make his Zalchad Reidlach. If Bishas the Kedushin, the father didn't tell her, see the Kabli Kedushai, if she did it by herself, and I'll say, later the father's masking, so it works, Lama Freya, Zachalot Mishleva Fondov. Means more the kedushin. Good. Rabbi Shmuel holds like that. Maybe the Baraisa doesn't hold like that. So if the Baraisa doesn't hold like that, so finish. So the Baraisa is saying, but it's no raya from this Baraisa that they learned long shot and posik. The posik means he was mafata l'shem kedushin. So the Baraisa holds that Philo was mafata l'shem kedushin. So this Baraisa holds you need no kedushin there. In Moim, your Moim is not Muchach that they hold that you need new Kedushin. Then I saw Nater Shmuel, he brings down a Moira de Kabbalah Itel, that said a different shot in the Bible. The Bala Itel says, we had a Gemara before on Daf Memheyam and Beis. The Gemara Daf Memheyam and Beis says as follows, that Rav Shmuel hold that if it was Scottish Leila Das Avia, and they went over later, they told the father, he kept quiet. Chayshino, Sheman Yisrazov. He heard about the Gdush, he kept quiet. You have to be fair, maybe he's Marutzi. He didn't say anything. Maybe he's Marutzi. Fine. That's the Svar of Rabbi Shmuel. From that's when the Gemara said, what will be the din if the condition was made in an Oifen Bozri? That means that this person who made the Kedushin with the Ketana, who was in the middle of the street, and he went and gave her something cheap, and a good Shal Yarek, he gave her some chewing gum in the middle of the street, Arabic Kadeshously. The whole thing was a double, not Bekovedic. You don't make marriage that way. So the Gemara says, if the Kedushin was made in a Oifen Sha'ini Mechubit, and the father kept quiet, there's no suffix. The father was not masking. I mean, here I could have a suffix. He made a menschlich ha'ishus, menschlich ha'kedushin, and now he's getting an edem. He doesn't have to, he's masking. But if he did such a not nice thing, he made a kedushin bezuya, so memele, so loichashin in the kedushin. Zok the chazaynish. Right? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, she can get married. You don't declare that the father is masking with the shtik. But what is when the father heard that he gave a chewing gum in the middle of the street, especially the father said, oh, Hashem, she is a husband. She's that's a headache off my shoulders. If he's masking, he's masking. The whole Gemara that says Leichashina means we are working on assumptions. He kept quiet. What shot in this quietness? Is he masking? Is he not masking? So Rav said that it's a suffix, Chashin and Shem and Israel. I don't know. It's something to think about. We have to clear. Maybe he was masking. But if it was a Kedushin Bzuya, I don't have to clear he was masking. I can assume Yisicha was a masking. I just want to talk about it, but I can assume he was a masking. And therefore, logically, if she gets married to someone else, there's no problem. But that's all. But if I hear from the father that he's masking, no shayla. So then I hear close kedushin. In the Chazon Ish brings a raya from our Gemara. What's the raya from Agamara? Mir de Kerai. Agamara learned pshat that it's speaking about a person was mafata isha. He was boyalah, they learned, he was boyalah shem kedusha. Now, this is not a oifen mechubid to make a kedusha. You don't make kedusha like that. I mean, it's not, to say it mildly, it's not proper. Rav mangidam and the mekadish bebiya. Afilu, he is mafata psula. It's not proper. So it's a Kedushin Bezuya. Afal Pikein, the Gemara understood Pshat, that if the Moye Merenu Loi Leisha, Moye Merenu Loi, father's masking, so the Gemara understood she's married Lema Freya. So Chazanish brings a raya from our Gemara, and I feel by Kedushin Mezuyah is only a spore in, if I don't know, I should assume he's not masking. But if he says he's masking, so I say it's a schus, and Zachalad Mishlai Befadim, and Kedushin Mezuyah. The Baal Eitel says, that's what Abaye said. Abaye said, a raya, Rabbi Yosef had brought a raya that he was zicha not boil holoshem kedushin. Because if it be boil holoshem kedushin, so why do you need new kedushin later? It says, my man, Laishni, you have to make new kedushin. So Rabbi Yosef is a raya that stacky was boil holoshem's news. Zaktabaye, I got news for you. Could be used by El Holoshem Kedushin. Why do you need a new Kedushin Achayim? Since this was a Kedushin Bezuya. So Afilo, the father is masking. I don't say it's a schus. I don't say Zochel Adam Shalai Befonov. So Memele, so that is why you need new Kedushin. But you have no proof from this Baraisa that Shatan Posik was, he was by El Holoshem's news. Could be he was by El Holoshem. Issues, but afal pikein, it's not chalom afrei, because it's not a schus. A kedusha, maise, bezuya, is not a schus to say, so therefore the Kedushin is not chalom.